And good morning. This morning, what I'm going to do for you is I am going to read an interview that I conducted over email with Irving ISD's technology coordinator for elementary schools. Her name is Dawn Richardson. She has worked in Irving ISD as long as I have been a teacher in Irving. Before, she started off as an ITS on a campus here in Irving and was able to work her way up through the district to be the coordinator of technology for elementary schools. So I begin the interview asking some questions, and then I'll read to you her answers. So the first question I asked, what is your philosophy of technology integration and use in our district? Dawn answered, technology should be used to leverage content. Start with the content and then use technology to empower and engage students through communication, critical thinking, collaboration, and problem solving. When I read her answer, I only was affirmed in what we've been learning in class, and that's exactly what the Cole book has been saying, is that we need to start with the content and then only use integration to, we need to use the integration of technology to further the lesson, not to be the lesson. The next question, what theoretical influences inform your approach? Dawn responded, experience, observations, results, articles, books, tweets, blogs of experts in the field of technology, pedagogy, and leadership. The next question, where do you see technology taking K-12 education in the next 3 to 5 years? And her response was, adaptive digital curriculum, which means there's no textbooks, needs prescribed through Watson. And so she linked to what Watson was, and Watson is an IBM program that is an iOS app, and currently it is only being used by Coppell ISD at their brand new school, which is called Richard Lee Elementary. And Richard Lee Elementary is a net zero school in Coppell ISD, and they've got a really fun, flexible seating. No teacher has really one prescribed classroom, so they use Watson to be able to get to know their students with instant data from whatever Watson gets. And really what it does is it's allowed the teachers to differentiate instruction based on the very specific needs of the students. So I thought that was really interesting. She goes on to say that personalized learning for students and for teachers, inquiry and collaboration in digital learning is not optional. Reluctancy is not acceptable. I know in class we've kind of discussed how a lot of people are very reluctant to change. And if they know one way to teach and if they're very comfortable in one way of teaching, being asked to integrate new things makes them very uncomfortable and they push back on it. And I agree with her when she says, like, digital learning is not optional if we are to teach the students the way that they need to be taught. We as teachers have got to be adaptable in that way and really take on digital learning, because in reality, digital learning helps us because it allows the student to learn in the best mode possible, but then also they're engaged the entire time if your lesson is engaging. And so that's what I go on to ask her next, is how have teachers in our district integrated technology? And she responded very honestly by saying, it's been a consumption versus creation battle. Many of our classrooms are stuck in the consumption use of technology where skills are simply being reinforced. There are a small minority of classrooms who are allowing students to create evidence of their learning. And this type of use of technology helps cement their learning. She then linked to Dave Burgess's website where the author, his name is Matt, and his name's Matt Miller. And so what Matt Miller has talked about that Dave Burgess has then embedded on his website is that teachers need to ditch the textbook, we need to ditch the homework, and we really need to get into the heart of teaching. And that if we teach students creative work, that computational thinking, really what it does is it dual codes inside of their brain. And so when they see an image and they see text, they're able to do more with it if we ask them to. And so again, that goes back to the complacency of some teachers who have been teaching for a very long time and how uncomfortable they become with this type of learning. So then I go on to ask her, if there are computer science teachers, why does Irving ISD not offer computer classes to their elementary students? Dawn answers, the district philosophy is that technology should not be taught in isolation in a computer class, but should be embedded in and leveraging classroom content. It is not only the why of learning, but it is the vehicle to deliver the best kind of learning. And then she said, we need to figure out the why of digital learning in the classroom. Excuse me. So I want to say that she understands that teachers don't know that there are computer science TEKS. And I believe that they don't know that they exist, myself included, because we're not held accountable for them. There is no accountability factor for computer science TEKS. Now, there is accountability in the STAR test on reading and on math. Down the road, social studies, science, but never at a point do we ever see students being tested on their comprehension and their fluency in computer skills. And I think that that's super detrimental to this new generation of students that we have coming into the schools, because that is how they will be living out their lives. And what are we doing to them as learners where we're not using those skills in class? And teachers are just kind of saying, I don't have time. That's one more thing I have to add to my plate. Somewhere else down the line, they'll learn that and kind of keep pushing it off to the next and to the next. So then my last, I have two more questions. I was really interested in the books that Dawn would read. So I asked her, what books have you read that would benefit teachers in Irving ISD? And so the three books that she has suggested is The Innovator's Mindset, Learning, Creativity, the textbook Revolutionized Classroom, and then Digital Leadership, Changing Paradigms. And I really thought that those were interesting because those were books that really can apply across the board. It doesn't matter where in your career you are. These are books to make you a better teacher, and I think a lot of times when teachers read these books, it's only to make them a better teacher for their students. So then the last question I asked was pretty loaded. So I asked her, have you read the Horizon Report? And if you have, in what ways do you see Irving ISD meeting the needs of its learners in the areas of computational thinking, bridging the achievement gap, and the teachers' roles in the classroom with increased technology? So her response to computational thinking. I do see computational thinking being taught in our curriculum, but I do not see it for the most part through the use of digital devices. There are pockets of classrooms which employ computational thinking strategies through the use of technology. However, most uses of devices are for skill building as related to test preparation. Her response to bridging the achievement gap. I believe our district's equitable distribution plan for pre-K through 12 students is a step towards ensuring all students are equipped with the skills needed for their future. This plan makes every school and every classroom equitable in regard to device availability. In her response to the teacher role in the classroom, this is our biggest obstacle and our greatest asset. Many of our teachers hesitate to invest in creative digital learning because of their lack of skills. For many, there seemed to be no sense of urgency to provide this type of learning for their students. Without campus and district leadership who model and expect to see creativity, collaboration, communication, an environment whose focus is critical thinking, change is isolated and not consistent through the district. The use of technology doesn't make a teacher exceptional. Technology does not improve weak pedagogy. Good teachers produce exceptional digital learning opportunities. Technology aids in the artistry of education. And I really took to technology aids in the artistry of education. And I don't know that people outside of the education field know that teaching is an art and that there is an art form to it. So as a painter, we get to look at a museum and see their painting. We get to go to a gallery. For a teacher, you get to walk inside my classroom and see how I present my lesson and interact with my students. And so I really love how Dawn was able to answer all of these questions for me. And she didn't just answer them. I can tell that she really put some thought into it. And I was so thankful to have technology leadership from a woman such as Dawn.